Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Go to cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Joining us later, Dave Richard at 8. Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora at 9 a.m. We'll go around the league with him. And, of course, Ryan Zimmerman coming up at 9:25. So a packed guest schedule starting at 8 a.m. But right now it is a burgundy and gold game day presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, your clear home improvement choice. PaulHenry'sWindows.com is where you find them online. And it's time to hit the skids. It's game day. We are, let me do the math, 7:05 now. Kick is at 8:20. By my math, that is 13 hours and 15 minutes.
Pretty good. Got it.
And remember, just before math, that,
we have our Facebook Live. We invite you to join us online.
Yes.
Follow us at facebook.com/thejunks. And we'll have a little fun before the game.
Trav, you're going to send us a little reminder text. I put an alarm in my phone.
Yeah, we'll probably say, where are you? Wrong. Yeah.
All right. I don't know.
It'll be subtle. I just sent the Zoom link.
Very good.
Yeah. Right. All right, so obviously Washington coming in here after a tough loss in week one. We talked a lot about it on, was it Monday and Tuesday? You know, you can lose track of, you know, the fact that they actually took the lead 16-13 with about 11:20 to go in the third quarter and actually held it for a bit until Washington gave up the go-ahead score with about 11:20 to play in the game after that horrific fumble by Antonio Gibson, I believe it was.
Yep.
But, you know, as we said, you know, I heard a lot of Washington defenders, and I'm one of them in the sense that I'm a fan. A lot of people saying they only gave up 20 points, so that was a game they could win. Well, they only gave up 20 points, but they probably should have given up a lot more, right?
Gave up a ton of yards.
The insane call there where they hooked us with the fumble at the goal line. Now, there was the one call against us where they didn't call it was the face mask. But by and large, we got very, very lucky to be in that game, in my opinion. They got smoked on third downs. I think they converted, was it 14 of 19 or 15 of 19, whatever it was absurd. I think it was 73% conversion rate on first downs.
When completely unacceptable.
When you look at like the league leaders last year was like 50%.
Right.
And that's for the season.
And last year, Washington football team allowed around 38% of third down conversions.
That's what their defense allowed.
The defense has to figure out Daniel Jones because, as we've been talking about, 4-0 against Washington. He's 8-19 as a starting quarterback in the league, but 4-0 against Washington. He has thrown for 901 yards in those four games. That's more yards against Washington than any other opponent. He's thrown for 8 touchdowns against Washington, which Daniel Jones, he's not a prolific touchdown guy.
No, he's not.
But against Washington, he's good for 2 per game.
I don't understand what it is when he sees the burgundy and gold that he just goes into a different zone.
There are 5 quarterbacks. This is from the Washington Post, which is where JP's getting his stats from. 5 quarterbacks with perfect records versus Washington. Daniel with a minimum of 4 starts.
Right.
Daniel Jones is one of them. Matt Castle, remember? That must be dating back to when he was with the Chiefs and then maybe a game with the Patriots, one or two.
I guess.
He's 4-0 against us. Steve Young, okay, he's freaking okay, Steve
that
Young.
That one makes sense.
Matt Ryan, we have another match with him in a few weeks.
Yep.
He's 5-0. And then Matthew Stafford, the quarterback that we were chasing in the offseason, he's 5-0.
It's the Lions. That was your old bit with Matt Stafford.
100%. 100%.
And he would crush the Washington football team.
I always would bet against the Lions. I'll never stop.
I keep harping on last year. Yes, the Giants beat them in both games. They were both squeakers. Yep. Daniel Jones had a game where he threw for like 120 yards, and they won the game. It doesn't scare me. You know, and then if you actually look deeper, the post points out, threw three interceptions and fumbled three times in these games against them. They just happened to recover all of the fumbles, so he's been lucky.
And also, you would be worried about, you know, Saquon having a big game. I just don't see him ripping off like a 70-yard touchdown run like he's done in the past against Washington and other teams. I don't see him doing that in tonight's matchup. I think he's going to be relatively bottled up like he was in week one against Denver. And then that just puts more pressure on Daniel Jones to make plays happen.
Now, here's a good thing. NFL.com does a pretty good breakdown of the game. And first of all, Saquon has been listed officially as questionable. Mm-hmm. Now, they're saying publicly they think he's going to go, but he's saying, you know, he wants to go, but he's not going to know until Thursday, right? So he's not going to know until today, until this afternoon, whenever, when he hits the field and he warms up and see how he's feeling.
But Engram's out. They're tight ends.
Engram is out. First round rookie Kadarius Toney only played 5 snaps against the Broncos. Engram, as JP mentioned, has been ruled out. Barkley played less than half the snaps last week. And remember, guy's coming off an ACL injury, which most guys can come back from today thanks to modern technology, but it still takes a little while to get up and running. So not ideal to play on Sunday afternoon and then have to turn it around and go again on Thursday coming off an ACL injury.
Yeah, it's
just
about,
not ideal.
It's about the most brutal start for Barkley. Also, not only is it a condensed time frame between the two games, he's facing the Broncos and the Washington football team defenses.
Right.
Which both look like, now hopefully Washington turns it around tonight, should be top 10 defenses in the league.
Now, I'm with Cakes. I expect the Washington defense to step up. I expect literally, if Chase needed, Chase doesn't strike me as a guy that needs a wake-up call because I feel like he gives you 100% every single snap.
Yeah.
Like literally maxed out 100% effort. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's just kind of the dynamic of his personality. But you didn't see it. Right,
he's due. The last two games,
I would think he'll play with his hair on fire.
The last two games you've seen him, the playoff game against Tampa, and then the opener, he hasn't done anything. He's due.
Yeah, I think he's due big time. I think Montez is due big time. I actually thought the secondary at times played pretty well. I'm still very, very questionable about our linebacking play. Let's see if that can improve. I'd like to see 52 flash a little more. I can watch back, you know, on the tape and see like one flash, but let's see if we can see in real live action. Let's see if we can see our linebackers flash and make some plays now.
But EB, I keep going back to the offense. And look, I like what I've seen from Heinicke, and I know we had this debate about, well, what does Curtis Samuel mean? Just looking at the production in game one, and they didn't throw the ball a ton from the guys who were replacing him. Now, Cam Sims was barely on the field. De'Ami Brown was on the field for 93% of the snaps.
Mm-hmm.
So he was on the field a lot and had one catch.
For a reason, he didn't
they
have
need
an impact.
To get other guys going to relieve some pressure
again,
from Terry McLaurin.
I think we're looking at this the wrong way. I don't think Cam Sims is replacing Curtis Samuel. And I'm not even sure De'Ami Brown is. I think they're trying to use J.D. McKissic as Curtis Samuel. I think they're trying to use, at times, Antonio Gibson as Curtis Samuel. And we'll see. What I think they really need to do with Heinicke is get McLaurin and Logan Thomas involved earlier. We can't go a half or three quarters of the first half before we really target Terry.
Yeah,
we just can't.
Give those guys the Darren Waller treatment that Derek Carr was giving him on Monday Night Football.
Just make better throws in the first half.
Make better
Carr
throws.
Carr was off.
Actually be on target, but
right.
Have them heavily involved from the outside. Don't wait until the third quarter to wake up and say, no, maybe we should throw to our top tight end and our top wideout. Maybe that would be a good business plan to beat the Giants.
Right, but as you guys said, Gibson, who has a shoulder, right, he's been fully cleared.
Yeah,
right?
He's good to go.
Right. The other guy that I would keep an eye on, and I can't believe I'm saying this, but it's kind of like a fantasy owner where you see a guy flash for 1 week, and then all of a sudden all the owners pick him up.
Sure.
Oh, you want JP.
I want Jarrett Patterson to get a few carries.
He only had two.
But the two I saw, I liked.
But wasn't it for just like 9 yards?
Yeah, two for 9 yards. You saw the burst. It doesn't matter. Okay. I'm not saying he's going to go 80 yards. I'm just saying I like the burst. I like the power. I like the low center of gravity. I like everything I've seen. I believe it or not, I really don't get too excited. I didn't care what he did in the preseason because that's just garbage. But now I saw it in a real football game, and I went, okay, I like it.
Look, if Gibby needs rest, I'm fine with Patterson getting a few carries or sprinkle in some to McKissick, but I want Gibson to get as many carries as he can physically handle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just give him the full workload because he's the most explosive player they have in the offense besides Terry McLaurin.
The problem I have with Gibson, and I may be, see, I like to downplay my talent evaluation skills, but I noticed this.
Really?
I always try to defer when we have the coaches on. I always say, look, I know nothing. You guys know everything. But I said immediately when I saw Gibson, that guy didn't hit the hole quick enough. Like, he pitter-patters a little bit because he's not instinctive running back.
He's still learning.
Right?
Still learning the position.
Ron Rivera talked about that this week, that he used the phrase, push the hole, I think, quicker.
Yeah.
He's got to just get up in there quicker. Patterson, that's not an issue. That's what he does.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't mind if they rotate a little bit. I'm okay with it. Either way, I'm expecting a better effort from both sides of the football. I'm hoping special teams does their part, doesn't pull a – who was the Browns punter and dropped the snap? Like, we can't have anything like that on special teams. God forbid if that happens. But we are in a position where we literally can't afford nonsense, okay? There's a very thin margin for this football team right now until we get up and running.
This team's on the razor's edge.
Yes.
No doubt.
Can't really miss field goals. All right, if you want to miss a 48-yarder, fine. But pretty much everything inside 45, they say 40. Anything inside 45, we got to make. We can't screw around on, you know, thank God Tress Way is like the best in the business. But we can't screw around on, coverage. And then we got to just be more efficient on offense, and the defense has to play like they're expected to play.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And I don't think that's asking too much. No disasters on special teams. Be efficient, smart on offense, and just play like you're supposed to on defense. We should be fine. Right, I think we're going to win the game.
It's a burgundy and gold game day. We're going to take your calls next on the Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with the Gambit DC brought to you by the DC Lottery. How does Taylor Heinicke play tonight? Does he lead the Washington football team to a much-needed home win in week two? 800-636-1067. What's your vibe on how Heinicke performs tonight in week two against the Giants as week two kicks off tonight at 8:20? We'll take your calls next here on The Fan. The Junk's 25th anniversary is presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. And don't forget, starting at 7 p.m. tonight, we'll be on Facebook Live. Heading into the Washington football team game against the New York Giants, which kicks at 8:20, Taylor Heinicke will be under center for the Washington football team. He played very well in relief last week, 11 of 15 for 122 yards, averaged 8.1 yards per attempt, threw a touchdown, no picks, was not sacked. had a rating of 119.3, and he had 3 carries for 17 yards, which is something that he can do that Fitz really couldn't for the most part. He's mobile.
I expect Taylor to play well, but of course he can have a dud. Aaron Rodgers just played one of the worst games he's probably played in his career, right?
Yes.
Coming off,
I think it was probably the worst game as a starter. Yeah,
the best season of his career. Mm-hmm. Does anybody think Aaron Rodgers is shot or he's lost it? No. It's a bad game.
Valdez is raising his hand behind the glass.
All right, that's one guy. I don't think Aaron Rodgers has lost it, okay? So I think Aaron Rodgers will come back and he's going to have a MVP caliber-ish. He'll be in the running for MVP.
I don't think he's lost it. I think he's stopped caring.
Okay.
A lot of people believe that.
That's my bet.
I don't think it's only your opinion. I read an article, and I think it was a former player who played with him who, look, this is just him saying, I looked him in the eyes. I think it was JerMichael Finley.
Okay.
And he said he thinks that Aaron Rodgers doesn't care anymore. He said he could see it in his eyes.
He's already thinking about his next stop and then also about flying to Hawaii with Shailene and doing weed.
And hanging out with his buddy Miles Teller.
Right. But here's the thing. I don't want to make this about Aaron Rodgers. My point is with Heineke is that let's not get crazy and have all, you know, the loud minority call in tomorrow if he has a dud and ask for Cam again. Okay.
You think that's not going to happen?
If he struggles, I expect him to play okay. Maybe even very, very well. But if he struggles a lot and we lose, which would be bad news, it's not fair to have everybody call in and say, we got to sign Cam or we got to play somebody else. We got to have more than a one-game week-to-week tryout for our quarterbacks here. I'm willing to give him, and this is the minimum, give him 3 games to get comfortable and settle in and see what we've got.
Give
him 3 games.
Don't have unrealistic expectations for him. You want him to be good. You don't need to be great.
Exactly.
You don't need to be a top 5 quarterback.
You don't have to be great.
Don't turn the ball over.
Chase.
Short passing game. Get the ball out quick through your playmakers. And you should be fine.
Young has to be great. And Chase McLaurin has to be great.
Chase is going to have an opportunity tonight. I was looking at an article on ESPN.com. about Daniel Jones, and it's undeniable he's struggled the first 2 years, 40 turnovers in 28 NFL games, 8-19 as a starter, just 11 touchdowns and 14 starts last year. But they did add Kenny Golladay. Mm-hmm. They drafted Kadarius Toney. They're doing everything they can to help him. And when you look inside the numbers, rookie season, he lost 11 fumbles in 13 games. Last year, he lost just 6 in 14 starts. So he's brought that down. Now, he did have a big fumble in week 1,
right,
which doesn't bode well. But this is why Chase should shine tonight. Last year, the Giants had the 31st ranked offense in the league, and Daniel Jones was pressured 41% of his dropbacks.
Love it.
You want to talk about why a guy struggles? When 4 out of 10 dropbacks, you're facing monsters in your face,
yep,
and you're pressured, you're probably not going to thrive.
800-636-1067 is the number. The Gambit DC listener lines. Bet, play, win with Gambit DC, brought to you by the DC Lottery. Let's go out to the phones. People want to weigh in on how they think Taylor Heineke will perform tonight against the Giants.
All right, let's go to our guy Brody in DC. Brody, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
What is happening? Man, I'm a long time listener, first time caller. I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We can have this debate, man. I have my personal opinion about the matter, but I am totally out on the offense this year. And let me finish. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
We are the only team in the league right now that are trying to force guys into positions. I want a shark that comes out swimming. Our best running back's on the bench. Jared Patterson has been molded into the elite running back that he is. He's proven it in Buffalo. Gibson is a scat back / wide receiver.
Usually,
he is not an elite.
Usually elite players at their positions, and this is no slight to Jarrett Patterson, usually they're drafted by NFL teams. You realize that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but he could
we know the size. The size was the issue.
Right.
And Logan Thomas, he was a quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, you got 2 backups fighting, one hurt now. So it's just something like a jigsaw puzzle that doesn't match.
I love you, Brody, but are you actually advocating for Jarrett Patterson to get more carries than Antonio?
I absolutely, only because the guy, it's not second guessing anything. He comes out there, he knows what he does, because he's been doing it longer than
I know that. He hits the whole line.
Listen, I mean, it's just madness. I mean,
it's probably related to it.
I like Brody. Thank you for listening. I just can't advocate for Jarrett Patterson to be the guy who gets more carries.
Not right now, but you know what? If he gets his opportunity and he starts producing,
okay, that's
then you
fine.
Never know. Or Antonio Gibson
not
gets hurt.
Look, do it after
at
two
running
carries.
Back, at running back
after two carries
in a season, he's going to get his opportunities.
Sure.
You know what you shouldn't do is recite college stats and think it's going to translate to the NFL.
Brody saw him score, what, 8 touchdowns in a game when he played for Buffalo? Okay, that's fine. It's a completely different game. I love him as a depth piece. He's fine. Give him 2 to 4 carries to spell Gibson and McKissick, but he's not a starter. He's just not.
I mean, he was playing against Kent State, Ohio, Akron.
Can everybody live in the real world with your pal Flakes over here?
Bowling Green.
Please.
All right, let's go to Mo and Largo. I wouldn't rule out him and his role growing as the season goes along.
Sure. Though. He's just got to prove it.
Yeah, that's fine.
Agreed. Let's go to Mo. Mo, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Good morning, fellas. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. Guy wastes all that time, makes his first call, and then gets cut.
I mean, I like Brody, but I mean, he's advocating for Jarrett Patterson to be the lead running back, and I just can't. I can't.
It's hard to take that seriously this early.
I'm with you.
Mo, you're a man of reason, so I understand. Go ahead.
Let me say this. I like our chances tonight, but I'll say, have we had a better position for an emotional hedge? I believe the money is +148 for New York.
But I really think we're going to win, though.
No, I think we are, too.
Then I don't like to just throw away good money. I feel like
that's
wrong.
You said emotional hedge. Yeah. How much is it worth it for you, EB?
I thought that's what that was.
Right,
what the emotional hedge was.
It is. All right, I got to evaluate this.
Yeah, Eric, how much are you willing to pay for the win tonight?
I don't know. Let me think. Because if we actually lose...
Or you know you could do is
we're hot garbage. I will say if we lose we're pretty much hot garbage.
Mo, predict Heineke's stat line tonight.
I'm thinking I'm gonna say 17 for 25, 275 and 2 touches.
That's good. Probably rush for 40 yards,
especially on the limited attempts.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
I mean, especially he's not passing the ball a lot. If he goes for 275 on 25 attempts, he's crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm thinking big play off the play action. So, you know.
You know what?
They're going to have to pound the ball.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for big plays over the top.
I feel like I created the emotional hedge. You know what I mean?
Baby.
Yeah. But it's just I'm not used to doing it in week 2.
Yeah.
It's really. It's
usually later
we're still
in week
1, as far as I'm concerned.
You know what you should do? Is you would take the Giants +4, so that way if
you have a little wiggle room.
Yeah, you got a little wiggle room.
I always like that.
You can have both.
I always like points anyway. I don't know if I don't know if this is a prime candidate for. I haven't been thinking in an emotional hedge space yet. I haven't been in that space.
Okay. I mean, it could.
But I do think we're gonna win. The audience is with us. We did our poll. 70% of us think we're going to win.
Are we getting too overconfident? Is that what's happening?
Well, no. Very possible.
Cakes, why don't you guarantee a victory?
He did yesterday.
I know. I want him to do it again.
The Washington football team wins. They even the record at 1-1. It's set in stone.
I think they're going to win.
There's no
you can
way.
Play this tomorrow.
There's
I
no
think
way
they're going to win.
Chase Young lets Daniel Jones come into his house and embarrass him. And go to 5-0 against this team. It's impossible.
I tend to agree with Drab yesterday when he said, you know, even if you go 0-2 and you look at all the slow starts in Washington's history, that the season isn't over. But if the lowly Giants win on the road on a short week.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding.
That's going to be pretty. That's going to be pretty depressing.
Let's God forbid they lose. Okay, and let's even just say they lose because of a missed field goal or something. Like they could have won easily and played pretty well, but they lose.
They threw up on themselves.
Then they still have. They're not. Are they going to then beat Atlanta? Are they going to beat New Orleans? Are they going to beat Kansas City? Are they going to beat Green Bay? Are they going to beat Denver?
Well, Atlanta looked like poop.
Are they
Buffalo looked like poop. Green Bay looked like
poop. Okay, so Buffalo, do you think Buffalo's poop?
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I know.
I'm just saying, Drab made the point.
But do you think Buffalo's poop this year?
I think it's quite after one game? Yes, I do.
Okay. I think that there might be a regression, but I certainly don't think poop.
Wait, so why does everyone think the Giants are poop because of one game?
Just because
of Daniel Jones.
Historical. I tend
in my
to think,
opinion.
It's rare to turn it around in 1 year, go from poop to silly. I mean, it happens. But
I mean, they weren't poop last year. They were one game worse than Washington.
6-10.
Washington was fairly poopy. Washington was fairly poopy last year. Yeah.
Hey, by the way, it wasn't Justin Herbert who embarrassed Chase Young. It was Rashawn Slater who stonewalled the ball game.
That is true. But it is hard to get there in three steps. I mean, you know, it's really hard. You know, you're not going to sack.
It wasn't just a three-step drop every time.
A lot of it is. A lot of it was quick passing. A lot of it was quick passing.
Some.
Dude, he threw a lot of, like, out balls 15, 20 yards down the field to Mike Williams.
Did that, too. But you look,
Chase had plenty of opportunities to get to him. He didn't.
He didn't, but a lot of
it was quick stuff. He probably will have success. I think you mentioned this. One of the Giants' starting offensive guards is out. Mm-hmm. I know he doesn't get matched up. They already have a weak offensive line.
I'm just saying.
He should be ragdolling dudes tonight, like embarrassing guys.
I'm kind of maintaining what my gut was on Sunday. This is a must effing win. Do it? Can you? Of course, you could. You know, you could win all your games. You know, but if they go 0-2 and they lose two very winnable on paper home games, I don't see how they're going to get through that gauntlet and put any season together. They have to win tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Go to Al, Dale City. Al, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing? Junkies, ain't seen y'all since the Capitol run back in the day. Listen, them Four Horsemen, Young Money, Payne, Allen, they gotta bring the pain. And my man Heineke, he gonna turn up, I'm telling you, he gonna set it up with Cam Sands. We're gonna get two strikes. Two strikes for my man. Take it there.
You know that Cam Sims played two offensive snaps?
I know,
love Cam.
But
two offensive snaps.
But if you go back to the playoff game, and I know that that's a different season, he did connect with Cam Sims more than anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, he works with Cam Sims the most off the field. So maybe, you know how
maybe
the coaches will go to the quarterback and say, what are the plays you like?
Yeah.
Maybe Cam will get more action because he's been Heineke's guy.
That's a good call. I like it. I like it.
Coming up next, we'll go around the league with the Junkies Blitz. And don't forget, Dave Richard is coming on at 8 to answer all of your Week 2 fantasy football questions. So don't sleep on that. Whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To get any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, but hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA. Dave Richard from CBSSports.com, fantasy football guru. He's going to join us in just about 20 minutes. He'll be on the show at 8 a.m. He will help you navigate through those choppy waters of week two for your fantasy football squads. But right now it's time for the Junkies Blitz presented by Offenbachers. Visit Offenbachers in Annapolis, Rockville, or Herndon for a huge selection of outdoor furniture that is in stock and it's ready for delivery to your backyard.
Only took 1 week for Urban Meyer to start facing rumors of leaving the NFL.
Yeah, of course it's going to happen.
They had a spectacularly bad debut as they got bludgeoned by the Houston Texans of all teams.
I mean, what an embarrassing first week performance. But it's going to take time to build that thing in Jacksonville. It's not going to happen in the first season or even two.
And the rumors really started because USC let go of their head coach. And so people thought, well, maybe Urban wants to go back to college football where he's unbelievable. He says, no way. right now.
I mean, I understand why people speculate about it, but I mean, if he were to leave Jacksonville either before the season's over or after one season, I just look at him as like a carny almost. Like he's just like a guy you can't trust. Like,
understood.
You can't trust him to stay anywhere.
Would it be worse? He's now coached one game in the NFL.
Yeah.
Would it be worse than the coaches who have done 180s? Like, didn't Bill Belichick, wasn't he the Jets head coach for a day or two? And then he quit.
Yeah.
And then he became the head coach of the Patriots.
Right. Pulled like a Josh McDaniels.
I feel like there have been a couple of other coaches getting old, forgetting everything, might be in college basketball where they took a gig. Didn't Bobby Kremins take a gig? And then he was like, nah. Didn't he do an about face?
Sometimes guys, like, they have second thoughts or, you know, reservations about moving on to the next spot.
There's a 0% chance.
I mean,
I don't even understand why people always say that. I mean, he was at his other jobs for like 6 years each. He's not going to quit an NFL gig. He's not.
That's so dumb.
It doesn't even make sense.
I mean, I don't think he's
going to. Nobody's going to do that.
I don't think he's going to pull
Nick Saban did it.
The Bobby Petrino.
Yeah.
Like, who took it, the Falcons gig.
Right.
I think he lasted 6 or 7 games, and he just said, you know what? This is not for me. And then just bailed.
You know, we've been debating whether if Washington loses, the season's over 0-2. And I say it's not because the division stinks. And I don't see anybody running away with it
it's
at
not,
12-5.
I agree, but it's bad optics and a bad look.
It's certainly not a good start. But look, in Dallas, they lost their first game. And now they're starting to get ravaged by injuries.
Yeah.
They lose their star defensive lineman, DeMarcus Lawrence, indefinitely at least 4 weeks.
I've seen 6 or 8 possibly with a broken bone in his foot.
Defensive lineman Randy Gregory recently tested positive for COVID. He'll miss week 2. And Michael Gallup.
Yep.
And I know they have almost an embarrassment of riches at wide receiver, but Michael Gallup's pretty good. Calf strain in week 1. He's on the injured reserve.
And they have to.
And he'll be out for a minimum of 3 games.
And they're facing the Chargers in week 2 in L.A. It's a road game. So they're down their top defensive lineman, their top guy that could potentially put pressure on Justin Herbert. So that's a major loss for Dallas going forward. The Gallup thing, I think they can recover from because they plug in like a Cedric Wilson. He gets a third wide out looks, and it's not that much of a drop off. But the DeMarcus Lawrence injury is big.
Speaking of injuries, your Raiders suffered a big injury. They lose 6-time Pro Bowler Gerald McCoy, one of their defensive linemen, out for the year. Cakesy.
Yes, season-ending knee injury. I believe that's the second consecutive season that's happened for him. He was once a dominant player, but now he's getting up there in years, and the injuries are starting to take a toll on him. So, I mean, that defense didn't look great against the Ravens. Now they have to travel and take on the Steelers in week 2 on a short week after an overtime Monday night game. Love the Steelers at home this weekend. Love them.
So, Jimmy G played well in the opening game win against the Lions.
He did.
Threw for over 300 yards, had a touchdown pass. Trey Lance, of course, came in for a couple plays. Mm-hmm. He also had a touchdown
pass. There's no clamoring now for Trey at this point, right, after Jimmy G played well.
I don't know if there's clamoring, but I guess Jimmy G does a weekly hit on KNBR.
He gets paid.
On the Murph and Max show.
Okay.
And they hinted that he was frustrated not being able to finish a drive, the drive where Trey Lance threw the touchdown, and Garoppolo said, he's not wrong. Nah, it is what it is. That's the type of situation. It's one of those, we had a good drive, marched down there, Kyle called the package, and he's the head coach. Whatever he calls goes. Just one of those things that you can only control what you can control. And I'm out there with my boys making the best of it, having a good time. At the end of the day, we're playing football, trying to get a win, whatever it takes. It is what it is, you know?
By the way, you don't mess around with Shanny, because he is as cold-blooded as they come in the NFL. He doesn't give an F about players' feelings whatsoever.
Right.
He doesn't have any feels for any of those
Just
players.
Just ask Brandon Ayuk.
Ask Brandon Ayuk. Ask Trey Sermon, who was deactivated 90 minutes before game 1, and they gave the ball to Elijah Mitchell, a 6th-round rookie. He doesn't give any Fs. He doesn't have any love for those players. He'll put whoever in that he believes gives them the best chance to win. And if that's Trent Sherfield over Brandon Ayuk, so be it.
49ers have the Eagles this week.
Yep.
So we'll see what happens there with Jimmy G and Trey Lance. I kind of agree with you. It seems like early on Jimmy G is going to get the vast majority of the snaps.
Yep.
But you know, once he struggles a little bit, Lance is going to be in there.
And the Niners, I give that organization credit. They're smart. They're forward-thinking because they played at Detroit in week one. And instead of, you know, crisscrossing the country a bunch of times, they just came east and they're training in West Virginia. So it's a short hop to Philly. Then they go back to San Fran. Smart. Forward thinkers.
So big game Sunday night for Valdez's boys, the Ravens, who lost in overtime to the Raiders. I mean, right out of the gate, Valdez, they're pummeling your sleep. You were talking about your sleep routine.
This is the week of horrible sleep.
I've outlined my terrible sleep.
Go, refresh for people who are just
Tonight I have to stay up for the Washington football team game because I need to be able to talk about it tomorrow with you guys.
And you got a busy day because you got Bit Season, which will come out today.
Yeah.
Which you're taping
after
the show.
Stressful.
And,
and
Facebook
golf.
Live at 7 o'clock.
And golf.
Wow. So you're
in the golf
today?
Yeah.
The packed day.
My body would shut down.
I know. And then the Terps play Friday night.
Yeah. I think at 9. Is it at 9?
7.
Ooh, seven kickoff. Love it.
I saw 9.
They're at Illinois.
At the Illini.
They should be able to beat them, right?
Handily.
let's not get over
our skis. You know what you should do? A Terps, Washington football team, moneyline parlay.
Oh, I like it.
I mean, that's my lock of the week.
I'm kind of feeling that.
And then Sunday is the Ravens Sunday night game against the Chiefs. 8:20 kickoff.
By the way, this is ESPN.com.
Mm-hmm.
It says 9 p.m. start on FS1.
For which one?
Maryland at Illinois.
It's a 9 p.m.er?
Yeah.
Well, you just ruined my day.
Made your day
but
worse.
Friday night, you can stay up a little bit.
Not when you're at Potomac Shores at 7 in the morning.
He plays more golf than Patrick Cantlay. He's always teeing it up.
It's a hobby. He's got a hobby.
That's good for him.
Yeah,
but
I know.
You know what? Maybe take one day off of golf so you can sleep in?
I thought so, yeah. 9 o'clock, unless this is wrong.
You're probably right, JP.
No, it's definitely not 9 o'clock.
Anyway, with the Ravens
game,
Sunday night, that one's not 9, that's right. Like 8:15.
Yeah.
Might as well be 9.
Did we really talk to Valdez about the loss? Like, we didn't really break it down with him, right? We kind of spared him.
We talked about it a good amount.
No, not really.
We didn't really get your opinion on it. Are you down after the loss?
Well, remember how I told you I was...
You thought they were going to smoke them.
I did, because they usually come out pretty hot in the
You gave
first
me the
game.
Yeah, the week one, you know, trend and all that.
Right? Hey, they came out hot. They were up 14-zippy.
Yeah. I mean, Lamar has a perfect QB rating in his two openers. But anyways, but before the season, I talked to you about the injuries on the offensive line, and I wasn't that excited about it and all the moves that they made.
So now you're going back to that take?
Well, they look pretty bad.
Although they ran effectively, I think they had nearly 200 yards rushing.
Yeah, but is it Villanueva?
Villanueva.
Let's be real. What got them was their lack of defense. When you're up 14-0, they had more than enough offense in that game. Lamar had a couple of fumbles, backbreaker in the overtime. But after the slow start, the Raiders got it going offensively, and you couldn't shut them down.
I have a lot of theories.
Poop?
Well, they lost their other Pro Bowl cornerback in Marcus Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Wink likes to do is he likes to do these cover zero blitzes.
Right.
And now you can't do these when you have Kayvon Young out there guarding the wideouts.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to do a all-out blitz when you don't have two Pro Bowl corners.
The Ravens have been so good, you know, sort of as an organization by and large, but specifically defensively for so long.
Yeah.
And maybe they haven't been the last few years, but it's embedded in my brain, and I just assume they'll always be good defensively.
Yeah.
Do other people feel that way? Like, I always think, oh, yeah, the Ravens will be good defensively.
I guess.
You know, I look at it from afar. That's just my perception.
I kind of agree with you, but if they start losing critical pieces like top corners.
I thought that they were going to be good this year, but, I mean, Marcus Peters really hurts. The line's, you know, line's awful. The defensive line can't get pressure.
I mean, if Derek Carr
pretty bad
can shred them for 400-plus yards, what is Patrick Mahomes going to do?
Are you more bullish on the Ravens, which is your team, but I'm asking you to be objective.
Right.
Or Washington.
Heading into the season?
No, like right now? Overall. Who are you more bullish on? The Ravens have lost a bunch of people.
It's got to be the Ravens,
though. They've had a bunch of injuries. We haven't really had that yet other than our starting quarterback.
I would say I think I would say Washington, because even though you have a backup quarterback, I still feel like the division's up for grabs. And then the Ravens, the AFC North is just it's just going to be brutal.
Yeah,
and I don't know what's going to happen when TJ Watt and Garrett line up against Villanueva.
Right.
That's going to be a
what I wanted to bring up is Patrick Mahomes has been a thorn in the side of the whole league, but in particular the Ravens and Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson against the rest of the NFL, 30-5. That's almost an 86% winning percentage. He's 0-3.
Pretty good clip.
Against the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Jackson rightly said, it's not about me and Mahomes. Not to me, probably to everyone else, but it's the Ravens versus the Kansas City Chiefs. So that's just a huge game on Sunday Night Football.
Very good. Don't sleep on what's coming up next. Dave Richer from CBS Sports give you all your Week 2 fantasy football advice. 800-636-1067 is the number. Get your calls in. We'll get those lineup questions answered next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.